shows that the intervening years have done nothing to change the situation. More and more of the son's new inheritance is sold off until finally, the last to go, his lordship has to part with his prized possessions, his collection of antique firearms.
The murder weapon was cleaned specially for a demonstration, it said in the paper.
Exactly. What if the boy finally got wind of what was going on? How would he react?
Deep disappointment that his father hadn't felt able to confide in him.
Yes, and in all probability, despair at the hopelessness of his own future.
Well, certainly.
No, that despair. Fury, huh? Hatred. The boy comes back to England, confronts his father.
And kills him?
Well, think about it. Who better than the son to come and go as he please, without exciting any suspicion? Who better to know the fastest route to the nearest convenient hiding place until the hue and cry had died down?
It does hang together.
Yes, but you resist the very notion of a son murdering his father.
Well, yes, of course I do. That level of hatred, it's not natural.
Well, natural or not, I'm afraid it happens. And my theory, it does, as you say, hang together.
It does. My dear Holmes, you realize what you've done?
Managed to fill 40-odd minutes in an otherwise empty and boring day?
False modesty doesn't become you. You know perfectly well what I mean. You've not only identified our wretched caller and deduced why he was here, you cleared his name and identified a prime suspect for the real criminal. And you were worried about your reputation.
Perhaps I should dust off my laurel wreath.
It would be well deserved. But not until after the police have gone, I think.
The police? I've totally forgotten they were coming.
I can't wait to see their faces as you take them through the whole thing.
Listen.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, I thought it was... Wait. Yes, it's a four-wheeler. Right on cue. The official detective forces arrive on our doorstep.
Whom have they sent? Some uniformed sergeant or other?
No, not exactly. Watson, I believe I'm going to enjoy this.
Oh, we mustn't let Mrs. Hudson come up. I'll go down.
No. I'll deal with it. Lestrade! My very dear fellow, won't you come up?
In The Abergavenny Murder, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Madison and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. James Davison was played by Ewan Meredith. The Abergavenny Murder was written by Bert Cools from a reference in the short story The Priory School by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.